Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's your Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. Yes, it is Wednesday, August 12th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. All right, film creators out there, this is going to be one for you. How would you like to make, an animation film that's similar to, say, Inside Out? Well, it looks like the folks over at Pixar might actually give you some of those tools so you can do that. Yes, Pixar plans to open the source code for its Universal Scene Description software. That basically gives multiple computer animation apps a common, scene graph to work from. Now, I know if you're super excited today thinking, don't get super excited quite yet. The open source USD should be available by summer 2016. Well, Firefox has arrived with a new browser for Windows 10 support, and to those of you who are keeping count, it's Firefox 40. But it ain't just for Windows 2, of course it's for Mac, Linux, and even Android. But with Windows 10 support, it'll add protection against unwanted software downloads, and expanded malware protection. Now, for those of you on Android, though, you get to look forward to new navigational gestures, which should make using the app on your Android device a little bit easier than it has been. Now, Firefox 40 is available right now for desktop on Firefox.com, of course. And, of course, if you've already got the thing on your desktop or, even your mobile device, you should be able to just upgrade it automatically. All right, now I'm sure a lot of you that listen to this podcast, including to myself, yes, I'm raising my hand now, are kind of excited about the new iPhone 6S and 6S Plus that are coming probably next month. But it seems that most analysts couldn't care less. In fact, they think, boring. Most notable is the KGI Securities analyst, saying that the iPhone 6S family won't be able to help Apple get past that milestone for the same period of selling phones this year as they did last. They're also going with the second notion, of course, too, that Apple's Force Touch feature, which, by the way, is still rumored, will not be appealing enough for many potential iPhone buyers to choose the 6S over their current device. Of course, KGI Securities, they're not the first analyst that said, Apple's Christmas sales will be... Many other analysts, including ones over there at Wells Fargo, said that the iPhone 6S would likely not set sales records this winter. But Apple doesn't give a crap, because they're still preparing for record iPhone 6 sales, readying production ahead of the busy holiday season. You know, these stories kind of make me chuckle a little bit. Analysts that are analyzing a product they haven't even seen yet. LastPass, yes, you might have heard of this before, kind of an alternative to 1Password. Well, they've decided to go the freemium route, meaning that basically when you sign up for LastPass, you're going to get it free on one device. Now, the new version is going to enable first-time users to sync data across the same device type they get started on. That's without you needing to even upgrade to the premium service. However, if you want to sync all of that info to all of your devices, that's going to cost you $12 a year. Yeah, not too bad, a dollar a month. That's going to give you access to all of your passwords over the desktop, your laptop, your smartphone, your tablets, and so on and so on. And finally, I hate to bum you out on your Hump Day Wednesday, but I'm just about to do it. Planet Earth. Yes, this is our vehicle that we ride around the universe in. Well, unfortunately, the universe is dying. Yep, sorry, I had to break it to you. Yes, many scientists firmly believe that the universe will just go kaput. Stars and even black holes will release energy until there's virtually nothing left of you or I or anything around us. These scientists have used radio telescopes and have measured the energy output of 200,000 galaxies. Wow, there's that many? Whew. And they have determined that these star havens are only producing half as much energy as they were 2 billion years ago. However, though, you don't have to start really worrying about it today. We're probably looking at about over 1 trillion years from now before this is going to happen. So we got plenty of time to worry about it. That is, if humans are actually still around in 1 trillion years. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, with your probably late edition. Yeah, that's usually how Thursdays go of the BTN News Show. We'll be getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, do your best to have a great Hump Day Wednesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.